Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want to tell you about a road trip that I took with my sister once. It was in the early 1990s. My nephew was a year and a half and strapped in the back. We were going from Virginia to Tennessee. Now, this is before MapQuest. This is before Google. This is before GPSs. They might have had them, but we didn't have them. And so we had to take an actual map and map out our path. Now, fortunately, I had done this trip before, and we had taken a highway, and it took about 5 hours to get from point A to point B. But my sister fancied herself an expert map reader. And so as she was looking at the map, she saw where the highway went, and she noticed it had to go south and then hook in order to get to where we were going. But then there was another route that went straight across. And she said, you know, if we take that route, we could shave a couple of hours off our trip. And being the blind follower and not a map reader, I said, oh, okay, that's fine. So we get in the car, and when it was too late, I realized the mistake. Because that route that was going across was right through the mountains. And yes, the mileage might have said it was less, but the hairpin turns where, I kid you not, there were signs that said 5 miles an hour. And the reason it said 5 miles an hour was because if you went 6 or 7, you'd probably go off the edge of the mountain. And so here we were creeping along the mountain path with a year and a half year old toddler in the car. We didn't dare stop because we're looking at these hamlets and we realized that civilization had not reached them. And we didn't know what type of people, what kind of natives we'd meet, so we kept inching on. And this went for almost the entire length of the trip. What should have taken 5 hours took 10. I was not happy with my sister after that. Highways are wonderful inventions, aren't they? My brother tells the story that in 1955, soon after I was born, they found out that his grandfather had died in Tennessee, and they lived in New York. And they said we had to get on the road right away because that was before the highway system. And they had to, again, go through every hamlet and every town before they could reach Tennessee. What is now a 16-hour drive, which is still appreciable, was then probably 36 hours. Highways are wonderful inventions. I know we moan about that and complain when we're on a highway, but really, believe me, they're wonderful inventions. And even if they seem to take us out of our way, it gets us there a lot quicker than going through the hamlets and the mountains, unless you really want to take the scenic route around. Highways were wonderful in Old Testament times. There weren't many highways. But when a king was going to take a trip, his servants would go ahead of him and they would undergo a project. They would have to make the path straight. They would cut out roads in the mountains and the hills and the deserts, and they'd make this path so that the king and his entourage could come across. And for years after, until the overgrowth came, people then would have the privilege of walking on this highway and getting from point A to point B. It was a wonderful invention. And Isaiah uses that illustration when he says, make a clear path for the king. And then John the Baptist said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make a clear path for the king. And what is that clear path? What does the Bible say the path for the king is? What is that highway? That highway is a word we really don't use much. That highway is repentance. Now, repentance doesn't mean a guilt trip. Repentance doesn't mean, woe is me, I'm undone. Repentance means turning around and facing another way. Repentance means getting rid of what takes us away from God and turning towards God. Making straight in the desert a highway for God means that we need to turn towards God. Now we know how to do that. Anytime I'm in distress, I know where to turn. Anytime I've stumbled, I know where to turn. So why do I need this message today about repentance? I know what repentance is. If I'm ever sick, I repent of all my sins and I tell God I'm so sorry. And if there's anything I don't know, I'll make it right. Just make me better. You ever pray that prayer? Maybe you don't. I do. Say, I'll do whatever you need. Just get me well again. I know what repentance is. But I realized something as I read this, that the reason that I need to keep myself on the path to God is because I'm the highway builder for somebody else. I have to make that path straight so that somebody else can find God. I know who God is. I was raised in the faith. But there might be somebody out there who's in desperate shape, who needs to be on that path, and it's up to me to live the kind of life that demonstrates the graciousness and the love and the purity of God so that I'm so winsome that people say, I want what she has. I have to make the highway straight for someone else. That means I have to have my life straight. This was brought home to me several years ago when my mother had a massive stroke. My sister got on the phone and called the whole family together. And of course, the family dropped everything because they knew we didn't call unless it was serious. And they all came and assembled. After Mommy died, which was in 5 days of her stroke, we started to plan the funeral services. And one of the brothers was not happy with how we planned the services. And he called the other brothers and said, oh, you know, they're not doing it right. And then he dropped everything and said, I'm going home. And before the funeral, he drove to his home several states away and did not come back. Well, I've got to tell you something. I was hot. You know, when you're in grief and then someone does something that you don't think is right, I was angry. I was angry at him because I felt like he abandoned the family. I was angry because I thought he put his own needs in front of the family's needs, and I thought it was a disgrace that he would not come to his own mother's funeral, and I was getting on my high horse. Now, I know none of you have ever been on a high horse, or sanctimonious for that matter, but I was. And after the wake, as I'm driving home, still seething from my brother's abandonment, and I thought, when all this is over, I'm going to sit myself down. I'm either going to call him or I'm going to write a letter. But he's going to know how he treated the family. And thank God for the Holy Spirit who stopped me in my tracks, reminded me that this brother, when he was called, did not go and say his goodbyes and then wait for the funeral service. This brother and my sister held round-the-clock vigils at my mother's bedside and did not leave her side while she was in the hospital. This brother, a year before, in the same month that my mother died, had lost the love of his life, and he was still reeling from that. And I was reminded that this brother was not disrespectful, he was overwhelmed. And I needed to take a step back from my sanctimony. I had to repent. And so fortunately I did. I sent him a tape of the service and I asked for his advice on how to take care of my father. And for the next 2 months until my father's death, I heard from my brother every single day. To support, to advise, to help us out in any way he could. And at my father's death, he was not only there for the funeral, he gave a magnificent eulogy that I couldn't give, even as a pastor of a church. If I had, in my righteous indignation, said what I thought I needed to say, I might not have a relationship with my brother today. You see, brothers and sisters, we have to straighten ourselves out. Sometimes we feel so entitled to our hurt feelings. Sometimes we feel so entitled to hang on to bitterness. Sometimes we feel so entitled to get up on our high horse. And the gospel says, repent. We have to prepare the highway so that somebody else can come to God. What is it in our lives today that's preventing somebody else from coming to God? We might feel justified, but I want to be the highway, don't you? Where somebody else can come to know the Savior that I know. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we examine ourselves, I ask that you'll speak to each one of us about those relationships in our lives that need to change. Speak to each one of us on what might be blocking someone else from seeing your grace and your peace in our lives, and help us to make a straight path for someone else to come on. We ask it in Jesus' name.